The cello is not the first instrument that comes to mind when you think of the great rhythm and blues hits of the 1960s and 70s, yet that's what Larry Gold played on countless records. His name may not be well known, but he's a fixture on the Philly music scene. Plus, he runs his own studio, where he's produced Grammy-winning songs and number one hits by Brandy, Justin Timberlake, and Kelly Clarkson, among others. But Larry Gold has never made a record of his own, until now. It's called Don Cello and Friends. It builds on his experiences playing the cello on hits by dozens of musicians, from Bunny Sigler to those produced by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. Well, let's start at the beginning. When did you first pick up that fine old R&B instrument, the cello?
Well, it actually was the guitar before the cello. I started playing for a couple years, and in those days, the Philadelphia school system had an instrument room, and I took home a cello and started playing at about age 7. And I guess I liked music enough that by the time I was 13 or so, I entered the fancy school here named Curtis. And a few years later, I dropped out and became an R&B cello player.
Well, don't be modest. What kind of music came out of there? Refresh our memories.
There's so many different groups. I mean, in the 60s, you had the Delphonics and you had Eddie Holman.
Hey there, lonely girl. Lonely girl. Let me make your broken heart like blue.
You had a lot of different groups coming out of Philadelphia.
Explain the difference between the Philly sound and Motown. How did that differ?
First of all, it was local and was different musicians. I think originally the great Motown rhythm section, the Funk Brothers, were as much jazz players. Like James Jamerson was a jazz player. He came from playing upright bass to playing electric bass. Whereas in my generation, you didn't come from playing upright unless you were playing classical music again. There was the Uptown in Philadelphia where all the Detroit groups came and everybody came to Philadelphia, and there was a rhythm section there which became the foundation of MFSB, which was the great rhythm section that played on all the hits out of Philadelphia for 10, 12 years. I think Motown added strings and horns. I think Motown was a very sort of slick pop sound. I think Philadelphia was as well. So I think there were very great similarities, and I would think that maybe my friend Kenny Gamble would say that Barry Gordy was quite an example for him to follow.
MFSB stood for two names. One of them was Mothers, Fathers, Sisters, Brothers.
Yeah, the other I'm
yeah,
not
that's say okay, right, that's right.
What they do, they smile in your face.
Gamble was able to select his own group of people, and then you had the OJs and people like Teddy Pendergrass. He was picking the greatest singers of his generation out of admiration. And I sat there and played my cello on all those records, and I was still in a learning process at that point.
Tell me about Don Cello and Friends.
Well, Don Cello and Friends, I have a friend in England who owns a small label, and he was sitting around the studio one day, and he asked me if I wanted to make a record for this little imprint that he has, and I said, sure. And one day at the studio, there was Flowetry was in one room and the Roots were in another room. And I thought to myself, this is what I've been doing for the last 10 years, is helping the younger acts make records. Why don't I ask them to help me make my record? And that's when it sort of fell into place. And I decided that I would feature some young artists that no one ever heard of.
You and I realize, have something rare, the love we share.
Carol Riddick, who's a young singer from Philly. And then I've decided that I would feature some famous people. Gerald Levert, who flew in to do a song.
I want to do this, dance, dance, dance. Dance, 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 dance.
And on and on. My friends have become well known.
Buddy Sigler?
Bunny Sigler, who's my oldest friend. I learned more from Bunny Sigler than I could ever teach him. He's been a gentleman since we were little, and of course, when I asked him to do a song, he's ready to do a song at the drop of a pin.
Can I be with you just one?
Well, you'll be out there for the next thing, too, I think.
I hope so. I definitely hope so. I sure see myself there. But we'll see what time has in store for me.
How are you able to communicate with so many generations? I mean, you said you were a white guy and doing black man's music. You were an old guy in a young people's business. How you do that?
It's about the music. You know, I think when you see music as being texture that flows through your entire life, then you can't say, oh, I only like classical music, oh, I only like this, or I only like that. You have to keep yourself open and understanding.
Larry Gold's debut album is Don Cello and Friends, out now on BBE Rapster Records. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedworth.